Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Doug Harsh, Scott Anderson, 97.1. Let's go to Chris and Macomb here on 97.1. Hi, Chris.
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
What's up?
So I want to touch base a little bit on this. You know, in regard to Brad and that Nathan from La La Land earlier, he was way, way, way off base. I couldn't disagree with him more. Brad has earned some loyalty from the fan base, and I hope most of our fan base isn't like him. Brad's changed our culture. He's instilled this mindset of, you know, hard work and belief, and we're not just a bunch of thugs in Detroit. We really want to, put some faith back in the community and strive toward success to start with that. And secondly, I wanted to touch base and just get your guys' opinion overall. You know, like in the past 5 years or so, you know, Puka Nacua goes late round pick, okay? Max Crosby was a pretty late round pick. And then we have guys like Brock Purdy, Mr. Inconsequential, who was like the last pick overall. We have these like diamonds in the rough, right? That late draft picks and, you know, were just home runs for the teams. And I'm just curious to know, how much does the organization, like the Lions and other NFL organizations, really just keep an eye out on not only their own practice team and practice squads, but other teams' practice squads for those diamonds in the rough that could really step up, make huge changes, and wouldn't affect cap space too much? You know, is that something the Lions could really, you know, improve upon that would help the team as far as going out there and getting that guy that maybe taking more of a chance on, and it won't affect our cap space overall so much?
So to be clear, you mentioned a bunch of players who were never practice squad guys who you couldn't get Brock Purdy or Puka Nacua off somebody else's practice squad. So I'm not sure the relevance.
Yeah, No, you're right. They were never practice squad guys, but I just wanted to use them as guys that went very late. They weren't first, second, third round pick guys. They happened to go late in the draft, just happened to be home runs. Are there other guys you think that are currently on other practice squads, maybe in the league somewhere, that were late picks that are on practice squads that could be possibly home runs for the Detroit Lions?
I don't think there are home runs on a practice squad.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, if there were, they'd be promoted. And I think there are players you can find off other teams' practice squads that might be upgrades over guys that you have. But as far as home runs are concerned, I don't think you're going to find a home run.
So, I mean they
certainly not
signed,
along the lines of Puka Nacua or Brock Purdy.
They have signed guys off the street that have helped them.
Al-Quadin Muhammad was cut by the Browns, and the Lions signed him to their own practice squad, and he just had 11 and a half sacks. Every single GM is trying to do what the caller is suggesting. It's very, very hard to do.
Yeah.
And the three guys they put up there, Puka Nacua, Brock Purdy, and Max Crosby, elite players in this league were all drafted late. Everyone would love to draft those guys. Yeah, those guys, those GMs did
those guys
very
are,
well.
Yeah, there's not a max. There's a high probability. Okay, I don't want to say there's not, but there probably isn't a Max Crosby on somebody's practice squad right now that you could get, a Brock Purdy on somebody's practice squad that you could get, or a Puka Nacua, and maybe he shouldn't have brought those up as examples. Do they monitor other teams' practice squads for diamonds in the rough or guys that can help them? Yes. Because the one thing that happens is you get hit by injuries, and suddenly you look at your guy that you have on your practice squad and go, I actually like that guy on their practice squad better, and you go get him. And in fact, who was the guy? Was it Hubbard? Wasn't that the dude that played a tackle for them in the season, played every snap in the finale against the Bears?
Yeah, he was a practice squad guy, yeah.
But where did they get him? Was he their own practice squad or were they somebody else's?
I don't remember him seeing him on the practice squad.
I don't either. But again, it's amazing every week. Somebody debuts for the Lions. You're like, you know, who's Jablanovitz, right?
Right. Who's Devin Cochran?
John on a cell. Hi, John.
Hey, how you boys doing today?
We're good.
I just wanted to call in and say, and I guess I'll preface this with, you can't take away the improvements that Brad Holmes has made to the general trajectory of the Lions. But, I mean, you mentioned that this point's been about 20 minutes ago, how, you know, sometimes you hit a home run, sometimes you do a Javi Baez and swing and miss. We're not talking enough about how at the trade deadline this year, he just stood at the plate and didn't swing at anything.
Dude, if you're saying that's not getting enough talk, you haven't been listening to this radio station, because that gets a ton of talk.
I've only had it on today for the last hour, but I listen just about every day.
Okay, because that gets a ton of talk.
But when it comes to where we should be as a fan base against Brad Holmes, or with Brad Holmes, he isn't immediately like, we should get rid of him. But it really, it's almost getting close to a hot seat type moment.
Well, John, is he swinging? Did he swing and miss at the trade deadline, or did he get up to the plate and there was no pitcher throwing a pitch?
I mean, I got to believe you got to find some. There's got to be somebody pitching something. Because we can't find an offensive lineman to help anywhere.
There was one offensive lineman traded. There was one traded during the days leading up to the trade deadline.
What was the line about starting tackles that Burchie looked up, that there had been seven tackles moved at the trade deadline since the turn of the century?
I do agree that offensive lineman is much, much more difficult move. But also, we have a very beat-up defense. A defense that needed some bolstering. We needed some help. We needed to add some people on. And a lack of any movement, I find that disheartening.
Well, like, look, just to be clear, it would have been great to go get a starting caliber offensive lineman without question. And John, the only point in bringing up that there were only seven starting offensive linemen moved at the trade deadline since 2000 isn't to say he shouldn't have tried. He did say, and his quote yesterday was, you would be surprised at the calls that I made to try and bolster the offensive line. He was basically saying it was a goal of his, and he worked very hard on trying to come up with offensive line acquisitions.
It was a seller's market, and they weren't selling, is what it comes down to. That's what it tells me, is that the teams were not willing to part with offensive linemen based on one guy getting traded, and that player was a marginal player.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like those players are available, because the price, if they were to trade them, then the price would have to be too high. Like, oh, you want my starting left tackle or you want my starting guard? Great. Here's what it's going to cost you. And they're like, well, I can't give you a second round pick for a guy that grades out as an average center in this league.
I feel like if I'm going to come down on some and be very critical of somebody, I better know all the facts. The problem with criticism of trades is, God, I'd love to know all the facts. I'd love to know all the facts. I'd love to know what he had cooking. I'd love to know the calls he made, the offers he made. I would love to know what teams said no to. I would love to know what he said no to.
Sure.
All that, I'd be much more comfortable with saying he flat out blew it and he should have been more aggressive. And now, damn it, I want to know those things.
Here's one area where I think he put his trust in something and it failed, And I don't know if it's his fault or not. And that was with Kirby Joseph. When it came to the trade deadline.
Yeah.
And I think they thought they were he was really close to returning. And then there was a setback. And the setback, unfortunately, put him on IR.
Mike in South Lyon, you're next. Hi, Mike.
Hi.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
How you guys doing?
Good.
Hey, here's my worry, and I'm not saying that this is the case. I just kind of want to get your take on it. But what if it's possible that the reason Brad Holmes had success early on is because he picks the best player available? Well, when the team is garbage, everything is going to work. But now that we need to plug holes, his insistence on not picking for need but picking what's available isn't going to get us to the Super Bowl.
So, Mike, this is something I've brought up all the time. Going from terrible to average is relatively easy. Going from average to good is tough. Going from good to great is even tougher because your needs are fewer. To get to great, you have to have very specific needs. You got a roster that's, I would assume, full of players that you want to keep. So you might need that left guard or that corner or that middle linebacker, and they might not be available to you on the draft, and they might not be available on the trade market. And so you're right. When it comes to taking this next step, he's at the toughest level. He's at the top, and that doesn't mean the expectation shouldn't be to do it. He didn't do it this year, but it's definitely the toughest part of the trying to build a contending team, trying to build a Super Bowl champion.
Because he's got to change his strategy. You know, he was humble in the beginning yesterday, but he did sound a little stubborn after, because when asked about being more aggressive and another edge rusher, he's like, what do you mean define aggressive to Wojo? And then when they asked him about extending contracts versus free agency, he's like, well, we got a lot of contracts to extend, right? And then he's like, we're not going to change our strategy on the offensive line. You know, even before they said, oh, we're all set. So
The we're all set line came from Dan Campbell. We're good is what he said. But he did say, and he did emphasize, taking care of the offensive line is a priority. He did emphasize that. 248-539-9797. More your phone calls and feedback. And what's going on with the Tigers and Scooble? And is this a bit of a tipping point? We'll get to that at 12:05 on 97.1.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.